There is a naming controversy, meanwhile, in a Virginia county after the local school board voted to reinstate Confederate military names that had been removed several years ago from two schools. Now the NAACP and five families have sued the Shenandoah County School Board. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has been following the story. He joins us now live on Skype. Neil, tell us more about what the lawsuit claims.
Hi, Michelle. The suit is filed in federal court in Harrisonburg. It claims that the Shenandoah County School Board's decision to change the names back to Stonewall Jackson High School and Ashby Lee Elementary School is discriminatory. It says that the school board took government action, and that action endorses the discriminatory and harmful message of Black inferiority, and it violates the constitutional rights of the Black students who go there, and their several students' parents brought the case. The school names have already been changed back to the Confederate names, and the suit says that that creates a discriminatory school environment. For example, an incoming freshman who wanted to play sports would be wearing a uniform with a name and mascot of the Stonewall Jackson Generals. And if they chose to not play on the team because they opposed the name and the imagery, they would miss out on future opportunities.
Okay, Neil, so what exactly is the suit seeking?
Well, it is not seeking money, but it is asking the court to remove the Confederate names and the mascots and to prevent any future naming involving Confederate leaders or references to the Confederacy. No court filings yet in response to the suit. This morning, I did reach out to the head of the school board. We'll let you know if we get a response.
Much appreciated, Neil.
Thank you.
That is our own Neil Augenstein.